Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. I have the privilege of kicking off our new devotional series on the book of Romans, and I'm really excited for this. I think it's going to be really fun and interesting, and it'll really grow us and stretch us in our biblical knowledge and our understanding of who God is in our life in the context of the gospel. And so let's take a look at Romans chapter 1 together. Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was ascended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow, by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. That is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for them, for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women who are consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Amen. So I first want to share a little bit about the background of this letter, as well as my own personal thought. In regards to its background, Paul probably wrote Romans from Corinth on his third missionary journey in AD 57. And he was writing to primarily two groups of people, Jewish and Gentile believers, who had been converted on the day of Pentecost. As you continue to read this letter, you'll most likely find yourself at points of confusion. moments when you're scratching your head, and you'll probably need to read it again and again. And so that's one personal warning and encouragement that I want to give to you. There's a lot that Paul says in this letter to the Romans, and it's okay to be lost in it. Just don't give up. All right, so today I want to focus on verses 16 to 17. Once again, there's a lot that can be said in chapter 1 alone, but I think verses 16 to 17 are really the focus of this chapter and perhaps even this book. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. This quote, the righteous shall live by faith, comes from Habakkuk 2:4, and Paul uses this because it's one of the main points of the gospel. He is not ashamed of it, and that is a way of saying that he is proud of it. He takes pride in the gospel, the good news. Paul especially is not ashamed of the gospel in Rome because the Romans appreciated power just as Americans do. The Romans prided themselves on their power. They had military power that could conquer all the nations that stood in their path. They had a tremendous program of road building. They had some of the greatest lawmakers of history. They had the power to write literature and create art. But Paul knew that the Romans also were powerless when it came to changing hearts. They were powerless to eliminate slavery. They were powerless to change stubborn, hostile, hateful hearts of men and eliminate violence. Paul says that that is why he is so proud of the gospel, because it is the power of God to do those very things that men cannot do. We never need to apologize for the gospel. It is absolutely without rival. Paul is not ashamed of the gospel because it reveals a righteousness from God. Righteousness is kind of an old word that we don't really understand very much. And I would like to substitute it for the word worth. A worth before God. A sense of acceptance before God that he has given to you. You can't earn it. You certainly don't deserve it, but it is given. God really accepts you because of the gospel, because of the good news of the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. Therefore, it is something that you or I or anybody else can have, and it is complete, it is perfect. The last thing that Paul says is that this righteousness is received by faith. It is not something we can ever earn. It is something we can take anytime we need it, and that is good news. Our worth before God is not simply something we receive once by faith at the beginning of our Christian lives. It is also something we remind ourselves of every time we feel depressed or despaired or discouraged and defeated, etc. God has loved us, restored us, and we have a perfect standing in his sight because of Jesus. He already accepts us and loves us as much as he possibly can. Nothing more can be added to it. That is the righteousness that is revealed in the gospel by faith to all who believe, no matter what their background or training may be. And so let us not be ashamed of the gospel. Let's take pride in this good news of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, and in it, the righteousness of God is revealed by faith. As it says in Habakkuk, the righteous shall live by faith. And so wherever you are right now, whatever season you're in, if you're in a season of despair or discouragement or defeat, I want to encourage you to put your faith in Christ. For the righteous shall live by faith. By his power, he has saved you and will lead you through. Let's pray. Father, help us to grasp the magnitude of your gift of unearned, undeserved righteousness, and help us to respond with faith and gratitude and worship. When we are in need, when we feel discouraged, when we feel like there's no hope, teach us to live by faith in Christ. We want to continue to put our trust in you and to boast in this good news. Thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our devotional on Romans 1. And I hope you have an amazing weekend. And we'll see you back on Monday for Romans chapter 2. Have a great day.